We're talking to Hannah Libstock, and Hannah is the events manager at 7 News Young Achievers Award. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Thank you for talking to us, because I think this is hugely important that we do recognise some of our wonderful young folk. Hannah, tell us a little bit about this and how we can go about it.
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, I'm the event manager for 7 News Young Achiever Awards for Queensland, and we are in the current stage of nomination. So we're inviting everybody and anybody to come and recognise our young achievers doing some amazing things in the community and in the state in general. We've got 8 categories open this year. So we have a Create Change Award, some online achievement, community volunteering, Aboriginal achievement, women empowering others, Leadership Award, Regional Achiever, and Small Business. So we encourage, if you know anyone doing amazing things or giving it a go out there and you think you want to get them some recognition that they deserve, then jump online and nominate them into these amazing awards.
Hannah, I'm looking at some of your paperwork, and it doesn't have to be a big deal for anybody wanting to nominate anyone, is it? I mean, you've made it very, very simple.
Very simple. All you need to do is go online and go to youngachieverawards.com and click on the little blue button and fill in the information about that young person.
Now, you pretty well take it from there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So we've created a couple of different ways of nominating. So basically, if you just jump online to that little blue button, you can send us their details and we'll get in contact with them and say that they've been nominated and take it from there. Or if you want, you're more than welcome to fill out the entire nomination on their behalf. Mm. And we also encourage people to self-nominate as well, because these achievements, these awards are amazing. So they're a great opportunity to get your name out there as well and just get recognised. I mean, you get to go home with $2,000 if you're a winner from our sponsor, Auswide Bank, and then the overall Queensland Young Achiever winner will also take home an additional $2,000 and a state trophy. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Now listen, nominations close
Monday, 3rd of December.
Okay.
So don't leave it that late, though.
No,
so make sure you
don't.
Get those nominations in nice and early.
Yeah. And when will this? When will it be announced, please, Hannah?
So we'll go through between December and February. We'll do some judging, and then we'll go through to semi-finalists and some finalists.
Oh, wow.
And then our winners will actually be awarded and announced on the awards gala night, which will be the Friday the 3rd of May.
Oh, wow. How good is that? And the gala night is going to be when? Whereabouts?
It's held at Royal on the Park.
Oh, lovely.
And, so it's quite a huge night, actually. We expect about 300 to 350 people from all over the state to come and attend. And, so it's a brilliant night. We have great entertainment. They're great awards to be a part of. So it's a really overall feel-good dinner.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to let our young achievers really shine, Hannah. And I think in this day and age we need to find out who those young achievers really, really are. I mean, it's nice to get a pat on the back, but if there's somebody out there that's really, really putting in the hard yards and managing to do whatever it is that they are doing very well, then we should be recognising it. So that sounds great. And that $2,000 check in somebody's hand would certainly go a long way. Yeah?
Absolutely.
So we've made it very easy for people to nominate, and as you said, if people don't have the time, simply go onto the website and put in the person's name that you believe ought to be nominated, or nominate this person so they have an opportunity to become one of 7's Young Achievers of the Year. How wonderful is that? Hannah, look, thank you very much for talking to us. I hope that has got somebody thinking about it. And what we'll do is I'll mention that again this morning, and probably up until about a week or two before the 3rd of December, because we don't, as you said, we don't want them nominating last thing, do we? We want to give you a bit of time to do it. Hannah,
Absolutely. Appreciate
it. I hope you get tons of wonderful young achievers there for you to go through and pick out the actual winners. And we'll look forward to hearing on the 3rd of May who the actual winner was. And
absolutely.
Or are, the heap of them.
Or are, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Hannah.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
There you go, guys. So if you know somebody, or if you are, in fact, one of those beautiful young people that is giving it a really good shot out there in lots and lots of different categories, go onto the website. It's 7 News Young Achiever Award. Pop on, have a little look, and as Hannah said, press that little blue button, have a look at what's going on, and if you think that you could be one of those people, why not nominate yourself? Because I'll tell you what, they'll certainly sort out whether or not you are an achiever or not. And I think the fact that you would nominate yourself would probably put you in that achiever situation up front. Could be $2,000 for you, and if you're the overall winner, $4,000. Mm-hmm. We can do that. So all of you here in Caboolture, have a think about the young people in our lives that might be making a difference out there in the world, and why wouldn't we want to see them awarded?